Okay, this is Geeking Naked, and my name is Crystal, and I'm going to start you off today with our lovely first podcast ever.
Welcome! Woo! Woo!
Yay. We have plenty of people here to talk. We have plenty of people here to talk to you. So let's introduce everybody. Somebody say something.
All right, I'll start. My name's Cassia. I've known Crystal way too long, and she's my wife.
I'm Nikita. I've also known these guys for quite a while. Long time. And, yeah.
Come on, let's hear from the boys.
My name's Dave. I know no one here. They drug me in here and made me do this podcast.
You love it. You know it.
I know.
My name is Naked Sam. I may or may not be naked right now. Staring at me.
That can be very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we should also let you know that clothing is optional.
Always optional.
So this is our first podcast, and we're going to start talking randomly about random stuff, and that's what the podcast is going to be about.
I think podcasts usually have an agenda, but
all right. Well, screw you and agendas.
As our first podcast, it's not going to have an agenda.
Okay.
But in future podcasts, we're going to draw things from a hat and just start talking until we run out of stuff to say.
How about Sam Sonica?
That is a good choice.
Let us know, listeners.
For anyone who doesn't know, Sam is a little obsessed with Sonic.
When I'm not naked, I'm usually wearing Sonic clothes.
Or just a hat. Just a hat.
Around something very private.
Oh, yes. All right, I'm gonna read off a list of topics that are random that, you know, we're going to talk about at some point. Random. Ready?
They're going in the hat.
I'm going to say it as fast as I can because it's a long list. Our feelings on Twilight, Avengers, 50 Shades of Grey, sex, Dark Knight, cooking, Dr. Horrible, psychology, comics, video games, life stories, relationships, cars, workout tips, bunheads, squids, long-distance relationships, nostalgia, Pokemon, kissing in the rain, vegetarians, vampires, coffee, and how-tos.
Woo!
Hooray!
So, wait, where was the part we talked about Bush?
Bush is
George
in...
George Bush.
The
George
band Bush? Or...
George Bush, woman Bush, man Bush.
Yeah, I was going to go with, like, a Bush, which, you know.
A burning Bush?
I'm very anti-Bush.
Hey, no biblical stuff here, okay?
No, I was going to say no
burning bushes. Speaking of which.
There's sirens outside.
Oh, no. They heard that we're doing a podcast. Yeah.
Naked.
We have to stop those people.
So do we now pick one of those subjects to...
We're gonna do it for later podcast.
Yeah, that's gonna be later podcast. We're gonna have Cassia read off some of the these random questions from a game called Know Your Partner.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna try to answer them and see what kind of subjects come up.
Okay. Do you have sex at least once a week? I guess it would really kind of define what you define as sex.
True that.
Technically, anything involving anything is sex. Technically.
Technically, we're That's having sex vague. Right now.
Yeah, we are all doing that.
According to the people that make these rules, using your lips on anything is a sexual act. So,
well, that still doesn't count for me. I'm just gonna say no-ish.
Very emphasis on the ish here.
I'm sort of not having sex.
Well, I do a lot of it. I guess this is probably going to be more of a different podcast. I don't want to go too crazy into details of my life at the moment. But cyber sex, would you consider that sex, maybe? Possibly?
Yeah, in your case.
That's Cassia.
She's a long-distance relationship. Deal with it.
Can you fornicate through... the interweb.
You can, but I don't know if you count it in that question.
I think you can count it.
I think you can count it.
Then I have sex more than once a week. Lots more than once a week.
Okay.
We're learning a lot. Sounding new.
Hey, you have sex to me all the time.
Again, we get into this definition.
I know.
What do you like?
So, that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, nose.
The drink attacked me.
Cream everywhere.
Yeah, there's cream. Speaking of sex.
That is a different podcast. Okay, we're just going to pause that real quick. Okay, and we're back after the cream's been cleaned up.
Woo!
Messy.
Little touch and go there for a second.
That was a little touch and go.
All
Right, Dave got a little excited.
We were worried it might stain.
I couldn't help it. Well, I guess that answers bye.
Right, what about you two lovebirds over here?
Enough. Let's just say that one of us is overly satisfied. One of us craves more.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Okay. Yeah, let's say that. Whatever.
Going into some sort of couples therapy session.
No therapy.
That's another podcast.
It's just, wow, you want to keep going. That's impressive.
And now you know which one of us wants more sex, right?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Okay, well,
anyway.
Speaking of sex, the next question is.
Yeah.
Your partner wants to have sex. This goes for the single people in the room, too. If you were with someone, your partner wants to have sex, but for once, it's actually you, because you are a sex-crazed maniac, who is tired and has a headache. Do you, A, apologize, say, I'm sorry, I just can't get it up, and go to bed, or do you rise to the challenge?
B.
Rise to the challenge.
Dave over here rises to the challenge.
Yeah.
Nikita?
I would say rise to the challenge.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys?
I would rise to the challenge. Yeah. Let's do it.
There is never a bad time to do it. Unless it's like national emergency.
I'm not sure if people know this out there on the interwebs, but sex is good.
It is pretty good.
Really?
I'm just blew his mind a little bit.
I
highly recommend fornicating.
It's an act that, you know, I don't condone to many people, but if you are a human being and breathe, I recommend it.
Yeah.
But consequently, if you are not able to create steam on a window, then I do not recommend it. Necrophilia is not a good thing.
That's true. I am.
Yeah, well, you can avoid
now we're going into a whole other area.
Well, see, first of all, necrophilia is not consensual, so.
I don't know if I consider that just.
Anyway.
Wow, that wasn't even on the topic list.
No. We just went there.
Skipping right to having sex with dead people.
Why not?
So, why don't you have sex with George Washington?
Oh, no.
Depends. What is your
wooden teeth?
Wooden
teeth?
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, maybe.
I would.
Oh, well, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, in that movie. Oh. I know that was just the movie, and it was just the guy playing him, but oh my god, he was so freaking cute! Just something about him burying dead vampire bodies just was so hot.
That would do it for me.
I was more partial to Mary Todd Lincoln from that movie.
Sure.
Because she was
smoking.
Well, she was Ramona Flowers.
Yes.
Well,
yes, she was.
Sadly,
and sexy.
Mary Todd was... In the crazy
person. We're aware of this, but still, in that movie, in that sequence of events, whether that framing, she is hot.
Well, that actually goes into the next question.
Next question
is, your partner wants to see the latest Hollywood film, whatever that might be, because he, she, it absolutely idolizes/wants to get in the pants of the leading actor, actress, or it.
Okay.
Do you, A, go with them and pretend to enjoy the film? I don't know why you're not enjoying this film, but whatever. B, refuse to go. Say, no, I can't believe you want to go to see a film that you want to go to because you like the actor. And make nasty comments about the actor's poor acting skills. Or do you suggest you see another film because you've read bad reviews about the movie and lie out of your ass?
I have two things I want to say first.
Okay.
First off, I like how gender neutral that question was. I like that we are talking about it's here.
Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't written that way, but I felt,
if it's you.
Be all inclusive.
I appreciate that.
I wanted it to be all inclusive.
Because
it was just her. Like, it wasn't like he, she, you know, and I was like, come on now.
We're a non-discriminatory podcast.
Yes.
I'm not discriminating on what you
Except
are
for Sam.
In a relationship
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
Naked Sam.
Naked Sam. No, we don't like him.
Well, as someone who's been in that situation, I have done C, and even though I thought it was the best option of the options, it still didn't go in my favor, because she ended up going to see the movie anyway with her sister, and when they got back and I saw her, she wouldn't shut up about the guy that she was having wet dreams about.
What movie was it?
It was Chronicles of Riddick, because she had a thing for Vin Diesel, and how ripped he was, and how he wanted him to throb against her and all that stuff. And I was like, man, I hate myself right now.
I mean, I wouldn't really care. Like, I'm all about, well, maybe it's just because Ariana and I like similar people, but I just I don't care. Like, if there's something really hot.
Well, it depends. It depends on how good your relationship is.
If me and Crystal,
I have no problem her, you know, watching whatever she wants to watch. At this point in time in this relationship, though, we were not good. And then anytime she was looking at somebody else and she was infatuated about them, my perception was, I'm not good enough. Why aren't I good enough?
He's not talking about me with Vin Diesel. I don't like Vin Diesel. So.
Yeah, he's a bit.
And I don't have a sister.
Too much. And you aren't good enough.
Okay, but I have something, and the guys are going to like this. I want to get in the pants of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he was in Dark Knight Rises, I was totally for that, and you went and saw that movie with me. Yeah. Well, you kind of made me see the movie.
Ouch.
So there was
There was no forcing involved, but you were like, let's go.
It's Batman.
Like,
you don't force Batman.
Well, I don't know if Batman forces Batman. Like, he just randomly shows up to the situations. I mean, I love Batman, but do you ever notice how he's just like, I'm here.
I'm here.
What's up? It's like, whoa. Why are you even here right now?
He'd be like that guy at that party. He'd be like, I'm here. And you're like, okay, what else do you have to contribute to the party? I am the party. No, you're not. You're actually in the way of the liquor. So get out of the way.
You're actually just standing in the doorway looking creepy.
You did not bring the fucking Funyuns. Get the hell out, Batman.
And what is the point of the Batlight then if he just appears anyway?
I know. Why? I guess that was where you don't, especially in the movies, like the movie Batman, you're not really seeing the Batlight like shining all the time. It tends to be like, I'm just going to show up. They're like, but we can signal you. This is kind of apropos,
but we just watched Dark Knight, the second one, and they showed the Batlight a lot, but did they ever show it really light up the sky because Joker was doing something crazy?
No,
they used it as a tool to fend off crooks, because if they knew that Batman was out there, they would fend off what they were doing.
It was more of a symbol than an actual tool.
Harvey Dent used it to get him there right that second.
Was it because Joker was doing something crazy? That was that Chinese guy.
Right, doing stuff.
Like, Joker was going crazy,
and Batman did nothing.
Like, they didn't call Batman.
No, they were like, oh, whatever.
They were just like, oh, he'll be
Joker.
Here.
We can totally handle it.
He'll be here.
He's on it.
Yeah.
Weird. But I think Batman's kind of brought it on himself, though, with that. Because he keeps just showing up, so they're just like, well, we're not even going to use the light, because he's just here anyway.
Yeah. Creepy stalker
true.
Batman.
They break the light anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
What was the original question?
Would Batman be good on a sandwich?
Yeah. If your partner wanted to see a film because there was a hot person in it,
right?
Would you like go, or would you lie and be like, you shouldn't go because it's crappy, or would you just like go with them and take it?
Yeah.
I'd just go with them.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Go with them.
I would just go. Yeah.
So, I mean, even if it was a movie I was in hard time recording to. Not necessarily because they wanted to, like, screw the main actor, but just because, you know, it was, like, an awesome film that they thought, but it was really not very good. I'd still go.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know.
I'd make them pay, but.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
That's what my girls do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. Next question. Let's see. Would you rather go on a massive shopping spree? Now, this doesn't specify shopping spree, so it could be video games, whatever, craziness. Mm-hmm.
Guitars,
fitness stuff.
I like guitars.
Whatever you want. Or have a night of hot and steamy sex, like a full night. Whole night. Just awesome sex.
Awesome sex.
Yeah, is this even like?
Is that like
that's a question? That's
no, it's question. Not.
That's not a real question.
You can't give those two things.
That's okay. Like, okay. How?
Do you like broccoli,
everything...
or do you want like a kick-ass hot fudge sundae?
How about everything in the shopping spree is free? You just
no. Well, that's kind of what I was assuming.
Yeah, that would have to be
given to you. Like this is like. This is like Bob Barker came to you and was like, money. And I don't know why I take Bob Barker, but I just figured he'd be the kind of crazy guy to hand random money to somebody.
It's very situational, though. If it was like a 5-minute shopping spree,
that's not worth it. No. I would give it the same amount of time as a night steamy sex.
Yeah.
So let's say you can go to the King of Prussia Mall for 24 hours and get whatever you want.
Yeah.
See, that's nice, though,
because we'll have 24 hours of steamy sex.
But, yeah.
Well, here's the other side to that. Who is the sex being had with?
This is like hot, steamy sex, so this is like hotness.
It doesn't matter who it's with, it's hot, steamy.
So it's not necessarily. Whoever is for you.
Yeah, whoever would be awesome for you.
Like, it doesn't necessarily.
I guess William Shatner. Or...
Yeah,
yes.
Yes. In full Star Trek regalia.
Well, I don't know. I just never thought of Shatner would be really any good. Like
I feel like he's a lot of
He spent most of his time just looking at himself.
I can't picture him young.
You have to watch the original series.
Yeah, the original series, he was really young, and you could kind of see why they picked him, because he's like sort of ruggedly handsome, but like no stubble.
Interesting.
He's got a boyish look to him too.
Like, yeah, it's like a weird, like
ruggish handsomeness, but then like
Viggo Mortensen, but.
But
not
really, no, not at all. No, I wouldn't pick him.
Like, okay, so our Captain America, our Chris Evans, put him in that time. That's kind of what he was.
But you could more understand it, I think.
Yeah, it's a different time. To each their own.
I like how the Star Trek symbol is a giant vagina.
Oh, great. Now you're doing Star Trek for me. It's a new
boy. Don't you like vaginas?
Well, no. It's just now I can't look. I mean, it's everywhere. So now I'm just going to say, oh, great. There's Star Trek. There's the big vagina.
What do you think this is? I mean, come on.
Oh.
Man. Sorry, for people who can't see what I'm doing here with this.
The Spock symbol.
The Spock symbol? That's totally.
The Spock hand gesture. Yeah.
Why is this? Why is it?
Live long and prosper.
It's the Vulcan. Oh, the Greek. I think they said it's like, or Nimoy said once it was like some sort of Hebrew thing. I don't know.
That's cool.
I think it's some sort of cultural heritage thing from his past because they were like, do something with your hand or something. It's like, all right.
Gang side.
Yeah. You Vulcans got your gang sides going.
And Vulcan, vulva. I mean, come on. Kirk, yeah. Clit, come on. Yeah. This
Captain
is all
Kirk.
About sex.
Captain Kirk is the
You know, man. I gotta say that at the very least, Star Trek set themselves up for a ridiculous amount of pornos.
Yes.
A ridiculous amount of pornos.
Which, that just reminds me, because I sometimes go on to Trek movie and read stories, waiting to find out new tidbits about the next movie for the audience. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. And a while ago, they had a story like about... Apparently they were making a Star Trek Next Generation porn. And I thought, the show's been off the air for almost 20 years. Now you're making the porn? Way to be timely here.
Yeah. Behind the ball. They're kind of behind the ball on that one.
I mean, if you're going to make a porn, do the most recent Star Trek movie. I mean, why are you doing it for a show that hasn't been on in a long time?
I would not want to see any rendition of Simon Pegg in a porn. That would just ruin... That would just be wrong. I love him, and I don't ever want to see him.
I think he might be sexy in sex. I mean, I think I want to see that.
I would do him in a heartbeat, but I don't want to see
anyone else. She would rather him be in the porno.
That's what I'm saying. If he was
no,
in the porno.
I don't want him in the porno. No, that's weird. She wants him in her bedroom. Yes.
Yeah. My personal.
Your personal porno.
No one else's. That's why that's weird for me. I think. Whatever.
What was the question? I got started on Star Trek.
Sex versus shopping space.
Yeah.
Sex versus shopping space.
I don't know.
Space.
That was a weird tangent.
That's a tough choice.
It was tough. It was tough.
Depends on what I'm buying. It depends on who
anything
I'm screwing.
And anyone. It's tough.
Yes, that's very tough. Although, I feel like I should lean more towards doing it, but I don't know.
When you're shopping spree, you could buy sex.
Yeah,
possibly you could buy a prostitute.
Yeah, could possibly buy the hot.
You're saying there's no risks in just having sex?
Well, I'm not saying that, but like.
Well, theoretically, it's with a partner that you would enjoy.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know how many bones are broken having sex, potentially?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not a night of hot and steamy sex. That's a night of half hot and steamy sex and half in the emergency room.
And pain and nastiness.
So how did your foot get twisted behind you? We were trying this.
Here's an awkward story. I had a friend down in Florida.
Always a friend.
Yeah. No, this is
never yourself.
I had a friend down in Florida who heard his father break his penis.
Oh! How did he know?
Because he had to drive his father to the emergency room.
Oh.
Wait, why couldn't his father drive himself?
Because he had a broken penis.
Do you yeah. drive with your penis?
No,
well, in excruciating pain.
Well, you have a lot of pain.
Speaking as a man who has a penis.
Yeah.
When the record, I'm a man who does not have a penis.
Yeah, he does. I do. When it's in pain, you cannot think about anything but the pain.
Yeah.
Because I had, I won't use a name here, but I've been hit in the nuts before.
We know who that was.
Yeah. You guys all know who I'm talking about. For no apparent reason either, I got up and said, I have to get my socks now so I can put them on and leave, and bam!
Don't you know that's when people hit people in the nuts?
Apparently! And, yeah, you really can't think about much else except for crumbling to the floor and going, why?
Yeah, he apparently, my friend, found out way too much about his parents' sex life in that one night.
Parents don't have sex?
Nope.
Dude, once they have their kid, they're done.
Just once.
They're done.
To be fair, it was his stepmother, so at least it wasn't his real mother. I don't know if that makes it better.
That doesn't
or worse.
Make it any better.
No,
I think that makes
it
a lot
better.
Worse.
But yeah. Basically, she was trying to do some freaky moves and broke the dude's penis, which I wouldn't think you could do, but apparently that's possible.
I don't ever want to experience that.
I thought it was all with cartilage and.
It is, but it
blood vessels
and. It's muscle.
I guess there is a bone.
It's blood.
No, there's no bone.
There's no bone.
It's
all.
It's just you can do stuff. It's almost like a hernia, but in your penis.
Can we demonstrate?
It's muscle. No. There are muscles in there that you can.
So it wasn't a break necessarily. It was like a sprain.
They call it a broken penis because it's just funny.
Well, it makes it go weird, and it looks like a broken penis.
Yeah, it looks like a broken.
I guess in essence it is still broken. Either it's not a broken bone, it's still broken.
It's broken. The muscle.
That's
it's like a muscle spasm.
It sounds almost as unpleasant as the scene in Casino Royale when he's getting hit in the nuts with the carpet beater.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig.
The poor boy.
Daniel Craig.
I'm going to record free internet because I know this can be controversial sometimes. Daniel Craig is a kick-ass James Bond. I don't care what anybody says.
He's gorgeous.
He is.
He's a really good James Bond.
He's a good James Bond.
Very close to the books, but I hear so many people. I read on all sorts of websites.
I find
he's stupid.
I find that he really is more in essence to what he was supposed to be like in the books.
Oh yeah.
The one thing that I have against, not against, I like it, but I wish they'd be more like okay with it and just pick a different name. They keep doing these like stories that are not what the short stories are, because they're like picking short stories and it's got nothing to do with the short story at all.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like Quantum of Solace, and I was like, it's got nothing to do with James Bond. And maybe it's just because I've read the books and I know a lot of people haven't.
Casino Royale was pretty close.
Casino Royale was really close, but then when they started picking like the short stories, I was like, just make up a name.
Yeah.
You don't even go with that.
Well, then they have movies
cool.
like
it is. It does sound cool.
But
Quantum of
no,
Solace is not about James Bond.
I haven't seen
at all. Period.
Them.
It's
no.
What it is James Bond does something, and his boss is like, "Let me sit you down and tell you a story of how this is a bad idea."
It's story.
And it's basically a story, so it's got nothing to do with James Bond at all. And so I was like, Quantum of Solace, like, really, you're gonna pick that as like, it's kind of weird because James Bond's not gonna be in it.
They did Living Daylights,
huh.
And that was like. Pointless short story too.
That's true. It's my one little gripe, but I do like Daniel Craig as James Bond because I think he does fit the book pretty well.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I just think he's a very good looking man.
Oh, you should see it. He is.
Oh,
he
you
is
would
sexy.
Like it.
Have you seen Casino Royale?
No.
Really?
Okay, at least see that one.
What the hell are we doing?
You've never seen any James Bond?
I've never seen any James Bond.
Oh my god!
I have to start you from the beginning of the
corniness onwards. She will surprise you.
You gotta watch.
I know.
Let's see.
We're gonna have to.
The Essentials. You only have to watch The Essentials.
No. Goldfinger from Rush with Love.
Goldfinger from Rush with Love.
How many are there?
There's 20.
Oh, there's 22.
There's 22 movies.
Yeah, there's 22 movies.
But there's like, it's like a handful of good ones out of 22 movies.
Yeah, but you kind of have to watch it, especially when it, like, you're having, like, all the Sean Connery ones. They all kind of clue into each other.
A little bit. But, like, if you were just going to watch, like, certain James Bond movies, there's just, like, a core set of
them. Well, like, the one-off ones I don't think you have to watch. Like, the one where he gets married and then she dies.
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah.
That's, well, that you don't have to watch them.
That was a very good one.
Okay, good. Because 22 movies, that's a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
No, well, you're not just watching all of them. You're
yeah,
watching
I know.
The good
we're
going to
pick the good ones for you. Okay.
Yeah, GoldenEye.
I haven't seen all of them. I've just seen some good ones.
Let them Let Die.
You're not alone, Nikita. I've only seen
like
a couple.
Really good.
Not the only one. And it was only recently that I started watching them.
Then we can do Quantum of Solace. Well, you should watch the recent ones anyway, because Daniel
Casino
Royale
is fan-freaking-tastic.
He's been around for a while. And he's pretty.
Indiana Jones or James Bond?
James Bond, hands down.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are we voting series or do we want to be that?
Do that.
Sleep with them.
No.
That's very tall.
Okay. Well, how about this?
General
start
quality.
With. How about this? State your answer and then why. And that way we understand.
Okay, okay.
Indiana Jones. I would like to do it.
I really want to have sex with Harrison Ford, so.
I say James Bond. A, I grew up on James Bond. B, I have a certain personal hatred, which these guys know, against Indiana Jones. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, yeah. True that.
So I'm going to have to go with James Bond hardcore.
Okay. I haven't seen any either movies, anything. I would go with James Bond simply because he's British.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to get a feel for which of these series I should.
Really have to sit you down
James
and watch
Bond.
Crap.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I say Indiana Jones just because I like Indy better. Than,
okay.
Like, James Bond is awesome, but
Indy's a little bit more personal.
Okay.
Like,
well,
James Bond,
I kind of have a thing for history, too.
It's
so, like, he's
got
kind of
pulp.
Yeah.
Fiction, you know, fun time. It's
what?
The stuff that you'd go into the 50s and grab a 10-cent comic and it would be The Adventures of So-and-So going into a cave of mystery. That's what's Indiana Jones. And
okay.
And he has
good.
A whip.
And it was a lot of comedy. Like, a lot of hidden comedy.
Well, see, that's one of the biggest, like, regardless of my own hatred of Indiana Jones, another thing that added to my hatred of Indiana Jones is the fact that studying archaeology, the first thing anyone said to me ever, whenever they heard that I was studying archaeology, was like, do you have a whip? Do you have that hat? Could you wear it for me? Like, seriously, like, every freaking time.
That is not the first thing that would occur to me.
And it, like, and it was, like, and it didn't matter. Like, you would think it would be, like maybe some people of a certain age or whatever. No. This was, like, across the board, like, relatives to random people I just met to,
people
like,
just so
it was
clever.
Just so weird.
So clever.
And I just, it gets really old really fast.
That would. I can understand that then.
It's annoying.
It's
I remember asking my father, so if I become an archaeologist, I can be Indiana Jones? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, never mind. That was all my interest in being an archaeologist. Because I have no interest in that stuff, but if I could be Indiana Jones, I'd totally do it.
And a lot of male archaeologists feel that way. Like, I can tell you right now, about 80% of them own a whip and have the hat.
Like Kevin?
Like Kevin.
We're not going to mention Kevin. We're hitting that.
Kevin will be on the podcast at some point, I believe.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I'm under the impression.
Well, yeah, they have the whip
so
and they have the hat.
So let's bitch about him now.
No.
I mean, and they do, and you could be like 60, and they're wearing the hat from at sites and whatever, and they probably have the whip in their car just in case.
Yeah, just I have a whip in my car just in case.
I know you do.
You know, Rick has a machete under his
yes, I do know.
Under his car seat just in case there's a zombie apocalypse.
Hey, you can never be too prepared.
That's true.
You never know.
Someone sent us a zombie in the mail, and he wanted to keep it.
That's kind of awesome.
I know. I made a copy of it for him.
Aww.
I know.
That's nice.
That's cute.
Indiana Jones is my vote.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I have deep respect for James Bond. Well, no, that's not true. I don't have a lot of respect for James Bond. But, but you know, Casino Royale was great because it humanized him. Like, it brought to the light the fact that people that are in love with James Bond are in love with a killer, an assassin, someone who murders people. But he's on the right side.
I will murder
And that's
you.
What makes Casino Royale good, because he's human and it's good. And you know, some of the movies are fun as long as you clock out your brain, don't think about it. But Indiana Jones has a really fun, good place in my heart.
Good family.
Except for the fourth one. We don't talk about that one.
Fourth one didn't happen.
Yep. Fourth one did not happen. Happened.
There was only three Indiana Jones
movies. It's a great series.
And young Indiana Jones.
Would it suck you guys if they made that? A fourth one?
It would really suck.
It would suck if they made it about aliens, too, because that would be bad.
And if Shia LaBeouf was in it.
Oh, yeah. That would be horrible.
That'd be awful.
Terrible.
I would cast anyone else.
Terrible movie.
No, I love
it. Oh, you know who'd been good? Chris Evans.
Oh, my God.
As Harrison Ford's son.
That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be perfect. Because Shia LaBeouf is not. No.
And then they could have a nude scene.
Do we really want to see Harrison Ford naked now?
I was talking about Chris Evans.
Oh, okay.
And then you have Calvin Harris, which put the two universes together. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I vote.
We know what you vote.
You don't know what I vote.
Yeah,
I do. But what do I vote?
James Bond.
Fuck you. Yes, I unfortunately legit. You know, he has cool cars, man, and some cool gadgets. And
he's a womanizing prick.
Yeah, I love the ones where he like throws the woman down and she's like, no, no, and he's like, yes.
Like, there's this one scene that like gets me every time where like she first of all she's on the bad side. Okay.
Yeah, she's evil.
Oh,
yeah,
she's evil. And he knows.
Yeah, you don't care.
And he's like got her trapped in a barn. Don't ask. And there's hay. Flings her down on the ground.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I will never surrender. No, no. And then he kisses her, and then she's like, oh, James. And then they do it, and then she completely changes sides. She's totally on the right side now, and she helps him out.
But let's look at it this way. It's Sean Connery.
His penis has magic power.
Yes. That's all you gotta say.
You rub it and a little genie comes out.
That was yours.
I think that's every man.
No way. That can't be.
You just have to rub it the right way and a genie comes out and he grants a wish. Everyone knows that.
Fortunately,
that's what sex
one,
is.
There's only one wish it grants and it's called a child.
Oh, that was a good tangent. What was the original question?
I had a thought too, and I lost.
Oh, okay.
It's gone now.
Alright, so we got some more questions. Does size matter?
No. Boob size or penis size?
It doesn't say any size. Anything to anything.
I think the bigger the candy bar, the better, because there's more chocolatey goodness.
No, because the little ones are called fun size, so they can't possibly be lying.
Right? It's false advertising.
No, that's not fun. You eat it, and then you're disappointed. You're just like, fuck, there could be more candy here.
I like fun size.
Shape is more important than size.
For what?
For both.
Waffles.
All.
For everything.
For everything. Well, I think it's got to fit the situation. Was that pun intended? No.
Like, you only really want a little smallpox. You don't want a lot of smallpox.
No. I mean, like, say, a candy bar. Fun size is good if you just want something, like, just a little, like, bite-sized.
Like a little.
And then if you get, like, a whole candy bar, you're just like, and you end up sharing it with someone. And then you feel bad.
You don't
want to
share
the whole thing because really all you wanted was the fun size. And then, like, with other things, you know, I would say that as well. Like, you know, you don't want to fit a large thing into a small thing.
That could be painful.
That could just be painful.
You can fill in what thing is. It could be whatever you want it to be.
You don't want
boobs.
To put a
boobs.
Large boob into a small boob.
That would just be uncomfortable.
It would be a little weird.
Boob into a small boob.
I don't know.
Odd.
Do you think lesbians titty fuck by putting their boobs into each other?
Actually,
I have never even thought of that.
I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
But like, if you, well, that's actually, yo, know, I never have. But
you
I
put
could
an explicit
see
tag on
that happening, like with a lot of lube, and you're like slippy, slippy.
And then just go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sam, do you not
but
remember
I'm sure it's
you?
I'm sure it's happened.
You're better. Well,
I already swore.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I would say
all
it has happened more than
surely.
Once. So I'm sure someone did it.
Yeah.
Write in. Comment on a...
Yes.
Let us
okay,
know
yeah.
Business.
Getting, what's it? Geekingnaked at gmail.com is our email address.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know that I set up an email address?
No.
I did it last night.
I was hoping you did.
I did.
Otherwise,
geeking,
fan mail.
Send all your fan mail. Tell us how hot we are.
Yeah.
Because we are hot.
We are totally hot.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, which goes to the next question, because we're so hot. You are challenged to strip naked at a party for $1,000. Do you say never in a million years? Do you do it if your significant other agrees? Or do you do it without hesitation?
How honey, big of a party?
Honey, just I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. However, I am still willing to take money for my body, and I would totally do that for $1,000.
I would think you would want a little more than $1,000, but you get naked for free.
So. Yeah, so you're just qualified.
But like, this is not like a strip show. This is not like an act. This
you
is
just
not
take
like,
it off.
You just take everything off.
Here
just
I
take
am.
It off.
Stare at me.
You could do that if you want.
$1,000. You know what we can give with $1,000?
I'd want more money.
A thing that's worth $1,000. That's pretty darn cool.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd want more money.
Well, it depends on the party.
Yeah, if it was a small party, sure, $1,000. It's a big party? I don't know.
Well, you know my answer. I have you guys all know my answer. Yeah. Without hesitation, $1,000. I really don't care. I don't know why people would be offering me $1,000 for that.
Yeah.
I'm poor, so I could use it.
Aw, thank you. You're so cute. I love you. Yeah.
There's subtext going on here.
Subtext.
That's the word for the day.
All right, text. Next question.
Text between the subs.
If you had one wish, would you make it? Okay, first of all, it says if you had one wish. Like, and
I
to me that thing's like a whole bunch of different things. But no, they're limiting it to two options. That's, you either can have your partner never fart in your presence again. Ever.
Okay.
For the rest of your life. Or make them vacuum the house every week.
That's weird.
It's a crappy
suggestion. Those are really weird questions.
Yeah. Isn't that a weird question?
That's a weird question.
Why would you?
How is that even related? Like,
I was like, if my one wish, like,
that's not how I would use it.
I would wish
and
for a maid for everything.
Vacuuming?
I know, a maid for everything in the house.
Yeah, and then just vacuuming.
Yeah. No, everything. That's my wish.
I say these are crappy wishes, and I pick neither because
yes.
I don't care either way.
Yeah, those are poor options.
Either one could be fine.
Secret option C.
Batman. Yes.
Batman.
There's always
Batman.
Secret option C. Batman.
Would you rather visit Amsterdam or Bangkok? Emphasis on the cock.
I would go with Amsterdam because I've heard it's very pretty. I could actually try pot legally.
Is this banging
cocks?
I was a little confused about the emphasis on the cock.
Well, I just
was that you adding that?
That
okay.
was just me adding
okay.
that. I just like the word. Banging.
I would say Amsterdam. Okay.
Amsterdam.
What about you, Sam?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the question.
Would you rather visit Amsterdam or Bangkok?
Distracted by this.
Oh, Bangkok.
Oh,
because
well,
you want a penis joust, I know.
No,
I know.
No, that's actually not.
Why do you want to go to Bangkok?
I just would.
Okay.
It's different.
Okay. I say.
Which
I
really don't like that would be something that you would do on your wedding day.
I'm kind of torn, because Bangkok would be fun. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought you would have just picked Amsterdam.
I know, but my boyfriend does live in the Netherlands, so.
But then you could go to Amsterdam in almost any time, potentially.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Then it stops being special.
That's true.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Philadelphia becomes special.
I think it would depend on the day how frustrated I was feeling on that day.
I say.
Fair enough.
I mean, if it was a good day and I was just like, oh, whatever, then it'd probably be Bangkok. But if I was in the mood for some love, and then Amsterdam all the way.
Yeah.
It really kind of depends on that.
So I know a really good trick. So if someone asks you, hey, do you have a sec? You say, yes, I have lots of sex. They will have a confused look on their face, and they will forget what question they're going
to
ask.
And then you don't have to answer the question.
Don't step on me.
You see, you sarcastically laugh at me, Brenda. You're going to do that one time, and it's actually going to work in your favor, and you'll owe me one.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to go see Dark Knight tomorrow, so
screw you. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Dark Knight Rises,
Dark
specifically.
Knight. Yeah, we've seen him begin, we saw him be dark, and now he's going to rise. But he's still dark.
Well, that's okay.
And he's still a knight. Which, who knighted him, by the way? Who the hell knighted that guy?
The dude guy.
Commissioner
dude.
Gordon.
Yeah, he knighted him.
Duh. He called him the Dark Knight.
Yeah. What movie were you watching an hour ago?
Oh, geez.
I thought I was watching Superman Returns. Part 7.
Part 20.
The quest for non-peace.
Quest for war.
Superman goes insane, and it's a much more interesting movie.
Superman decides, you know what? Fuck this. Batman, you do my job for me. He's like, okay.
He does it better than Superman could ever do. Like, oh. That's what's being a real hero is like. I see.
Now we're gonna get a lot of hate mail. Some people are gonna be like, "Dude, Superman, man, he's the best ever." I really like the red Speedo.
Don't we all?
Oh
don't
yes,
we all.
If only he wasn't wearing anything else.
I know.
I think Superman has some good stories left in him. A few.
No. I think the new movie will be good.
I think it has a potential.
I think they need to make Superman smarter. Does that make sense?
No, I think they need to make him dumber.
I think.
Really?
I will argue.
I don't know what's going on.
I think that he is too powerful in every other way. He needs to be stupid.
I will argue this. I think they need to dial back all of his powers, all of them, and stop making him a god. Like, make him a guy who can, you know, jump really high, punch really hard, you know, stuff like that, and then he has to, you know, fight things that are much more powerful than him. That's interesting.
No, I think that if they are going to do the whole godly power thing, maybe they should make it that he kind of... Not that he would have, like, a video game energy bar, but, like, he has only so much energy. Like, he just has limitless energy, which I think is a little weird. Like, I want him to get tired and, like, worn out. And he never really does. Like, sometimes he looks a little disheveled, but then he, like, laser eyes someone. And I'm like... By the way,
why does he have laser eyes? How is that explained in the mythos of, like, Kryptonian?
It's never, ever explained.
I understand x-ray eyes, because, like, his vision's so good he can see through molecules, but it's like, man, I can look at you so good, it just, the air just goes,
jeez. I look at you so good, it burns.
If any listeners have the answer, send it to Geeking.
Yeah, Geeking Naked. geekingnaked@gmail.com.
I'm sure someone's looking it up right now.
Wikipedia, that crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, freeze breath, stupidest power ever. Why?
Why is...
See, they should just make him be like a Superman.
I mean, it's
Superman
a little colder.
Oh, yeah, because he has no powers if he can fly. He has to earn his powers, and there's like a meter, and there's only so many. No, that's a bad idea, Dave. Bad idea. You wrote a bad song, PT.
I'm going to buy you that game for your birthday next year.
I used to have that game.
Well, you're going
to
have it again.
Why?
Because I keep saying I'm going to get you something you don't
want. You mean like
want.
You were going to buy me Street Fighter, and you didn't?
Yeah, but I got you the Prince of Persia HD collection, so...
I approve of.
That's a loud faucet.
You're a loud faucet.
Wow. Oh.
Another question?
I'm trying to read them. They're all just crappy. I'll say what we got.
Does anybody have a regular question or
we
a
just keep getting off on tangents.
It's a good way to go.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Well, that's an awful very pretty. They're all just bad. They're all like, do you like BLTs?
Okay, me and Sam
got
a whole podcast.
BLTs? Boys, BLTs?
No, or,
on a BLT, do you prefer mayo or no mayo?
Ew.
Mayo. Have to have mayo.
You have to have mayo.
100%.
I was just looking at the giant jar of mayo in your fridge. I was like, holy hell.
No. I understand that there's really? Some people in this world that hate mayo. I get it. But on a BLT, you have to have mayo. It doesn't work without
mayo. I like mayo. Brave BLT.
Go on, tell them about your business plan.
We're going to have a chain of stores just devoted to the BLT. Is that what we're going to do?
No, we're going
to
do like shops. Like those vans. No.
Food trucks.
We're going to chuck BLTs out of,
excellent.
Out the window.
That's all we'll do. BLT flavored stuff. Like just
BLT pizza.
Well, it is the, it is, didn't we come to the conclusion it's the ultimate sandwich?
Yes.
Because you got the carbs in the bread.
Yeah, you got
you've
the vegetables.
Got the vegetables with the lettuce. You've got the fruit with the tomato.
Yeah.
And you've got the bacon. Well,
protein.
For you,
it's protein of some kind.
Protein of some kind. So it's the perfect package, and you shove it in your
and
mouth.
You need
and
a little
delicious.
Bit fat in your diet, so it's got, you know.
You can do that. You know, there's that restaurant that does that with PB&J.
Really?
What are we waiting for, man?
Like
there's
like
several
Philly.
Places.
I Googled it.
Yeah,
they want to
do
BLT pizza and BLT ice cream.
Ew. No.
I don't know.
No.
Hey, you could try it.
That's
I think it would be good.
Some lines.
I've had bacon ice cream. It's pretty good.
bacon anything.
I don't know about vegetarian bacon. Well, actually, it's probably just really bacon work, flavored. Because oh, bacon no, flavoring, you know, I think you could do it.
Yeah. These bacon bits are good, and there's not there's a no bacon. Bacon. Yeah.
Now he wants one.
I've never had I have BLT, all the so fixings. I have to go to your store.
Yeah, I really want a BLT now. You guys,
we have all the fixings. After the podcast, we'll make BLTs.
Okay. I've only had an LT. I've never actually.
I'll make you a.
He will make you a fake an LT.
That's okay. Fake LT. I'll try sometimes.
Just for the audiences.
Well, I like this question.
Some of us are vegetarian.
Yes.
Yeah,
almost said some of us are geriatrics. that's not right at all.
That's the wrong podcast.
Some of us are elderly.
I would like to read this whole card to you, and the real question is the last card, but I just kind of want you to like read like where I was going in my mind.
Okay.
I won't interrupt the LT love fest, but
follow my logic.
For the first one is, do you drink too much alcohol? Which is basically asking, are you an alcoholic? And then the next one is, in an airplane, do you prefer the window seat or the aisle seat? I can tell you right now, I prefer the window seat.
Absolutely.
But then the next question is, your son comes home from school one day and announces he's moving to a polygamous colony in Canada after graduating.
Very specific.
Not if it's in Canada.
It's just like, who picked these questions?
Goddamn Canadians. Freaking Canadians.
I can tell you why they picked that question. Because their son is a polygamist who's an alcoholic and wants all the window seat when he goes to Canada.
It all makes sense.
Okay, I got to give you your options.
Okay, options.
Because I want you to answer this.
Okay.
Do you A, do everything in your power to convince him not to be a Canadian polygamist?
We have French nothing against Canadians personally.
God damn it, be a Mexican polygamist.
That's so much better.
Actually, fun segue here. Did you know that the Mormons who wanted to be polygamists actually moved to Mexico for a short period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's actually our large colonies of polygamists. Well, smallish, large colonies.
I think they brought that up with
if you will.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's family actually came from the Mexican polygamists. I actually knew that before the whole Mitt Romney thing.
Interesting.
Fun stuff. And then B, you have three options here. B, admire his gumption and hope he finds happiness in the Canadian polygamous colony. Or C, banish the weirdo from your home.
Or D, Batman.
Or D, Batman.
Batman.
I'm going with Batman on this one. I think Batman's the best
choice. Okay, if you guys can't pick Batman.
Wow.
What? No, just for the sake of argument.
What's your second choice? Your second choice. Batman isn't an option. Where are you going to go?
I'd rather not do it, but I can't really stop him.
I admire his gumption.
Yeah. I would recommend not Canada.
Maybe let go.
Bless you.
It could be worse, though. You could go to Jersey.
Oh, yeah. It could be way worse.
It's Jersey.
To put things in perspective.
I'm sorry. If my son or... No. There's no potential good mates in Jersey.
There's nothing.
We've just offended a whole state. We're going to get...
Sorry, Jersey. Go
right next to me. If they want to fight, go ahead.
You know what? I think people in Jersey know.
They have a whole show dedicated to it. It's called The Jersey Shore. And then they decided to make New Jersey Housewives or whatever.
One with all the Mafia Wives?
Yeah.
Yeah, awful. Orange County Mafia Wives or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Real Housewives in New
Jersey. Yeah, that one. Whatever.
No, there's a Mafia one too. There's like three. Mob Wives.
Yeah, Mob Wives.
Real Housewives of New Jersey and theirs. Frickin' Jersey Shore.
I think you guys wonder why I don't watch TV.
There's some good TV.
There's good TV.
I recommend Bunheads highly. It's like Gilmore Girls, but with different people. Takeda. I'm sorry, I scared you. Jason was in the last episode of Bunheads.
No way.
Yes.
This has to do with the podcast.
Yes, it does.
It has everything to do.
It relates.
It was on our list.
It's on my list of things to talk about.
Bunheads.
It is actually there.
Jason, she slept with him. The main chick. She slept with him. And it was like hot. Okay.
Oh my god.
It is a girly.
They didn't show anything.
I don't think you'd like it then.
I don't know. There's a lot of guys. But you might like it. I like Bunheads a lot. It's funny. It's about dancing in small towns. It's like Footloose, but with a girly theme.
I'm waiting for Luke.
I don't think he'll be in it. But
that would be kind of a
It would kind of be like character. A bitch slap to.
Yeah.
Like have her fall in love with Luke. That would be so upsetting. Oh, okay, yeah. I digress.
That, anyway. Right.
Here's another. This is just to me. This is a no brainer. But your partner recommends cosmetic surgery to fix everything that's wrong with you.
Douchebag.
Everything.
So essentially, I'm being replaced.
But he's offering to pay for all of it. Do you say, hell's yeah? That's not what it said, but that's what it meant. B, get severely offended and be like, why the hell am I with this douchebag? Or take his money, skip the surgery, and kick his ass to the curb. I am going with C.
I like C. Definitely C. C. Yeah.
C.
Kick ass to curb, take money.
So,
run.
In this question, C is actually Batman?
Yes! Yeah, C is Batman.
I heard on the radio on my way to work the other day, some woman was calling in asking people's opinion because her boyfriend was paying for her to get a boob job in Mexico with some, like, sketchy-ass doctor. And she was like, I'm sort of offended by this, but do you think I should be? Do you think I should dump this guy? And every listener was calling in like, yes, get rid of him. He's a jerk. Dump him.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's pretty much what she
said. I mean, my boobs could be bigger.
I mean, it's one thing if that's what you want. Like, if that's what
if you're
takes,
like, honey, you know what, for my birthday I want bigger boobs.
Yeah,
but like, for him to take this upon himself and find her a guy in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's not even spending the real money on it.
I know. You should just get it in the U.S.
Hard like American jobs in the U.S. God damn it.
I know. Those darn Mexicans stealing our jobs. Even the plastic surgeons in Mexico are stealing our jobs.
Can't get away from it.
Jeez.
All right.
I like the next one.
Okay.
How long has this podcast been so far?
We are at 51 minutes. I was going to go for a whole hour. I know. We're just going to go for a whole hour.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's go all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I don't want
to. You have a headache.
Do you have a headache? Do you not want to have sex anymore?
You already said you would shut up and take it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's hard. I can feel it. It's so hard.
Oh,
naked Sam is hair.
I was going to say, it's slightly hairy. All right, you wander over to your neighbor's house to borrow a cup of sugar. His wife opens the door, stark naked.
I know where this is
going. Do you ask for the sugar as if nothing is unusual with the naked chick opening the door? B, comment that you didn't realize she dyed her hair. Or C, run away screaming.
I think it was a dyed hair. Like, I didn't know you dyed your hair.
I would be like, nothing even happened. Hey, I need some sugar.
I'd go with A. Maybe she's got mental issues. Maybe you're in a nudist colony.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well,
maybe she is a nudist. Yeah. I mean, you know, within you don't her, know. Whatever. Yeah, and I wander around naked.
Yeah.
So I
probably would not answer the door naked.
Maybe she's sleepwalking.
As the polygamous Canadian answer says, I admire her gumption.
Admire
yes. Gumption.
And hope she's finding happiness.
I admire her. You can walk around like that.
And open the door, you know, knowing that it's me. You know, or maybe she thought I was the husband. And
yeah, she was trying to, like, do a sexy thing, like, be wrapped in saran wrap, but she had not gotten saran wrap yet.
She's going to do that. She should probably invest in a little peephole in the door to check and see.
Could be
the mailman.
Could have been the mailman.
Unless she's just a whore.
With a package.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's trying to get people to sleep with her. I'm naked! Start now!
Throw down.
I would say, if you're going to discuss that, being naked isn't that attractive. It's the lead up to the nakedness that is attractive.
It's the
I disagree. Nakedness can be no, because nakedness is more, you need context with your naked. You know, if you
not
don't have context, then
like
context. Yes,
I don't know. Because
some naked people look ugly. Doesn't mean even if they have a good form, you see them naked. You're not seeing anything else. You're like,
that's
because
you think penises are ugly,
which is healthy.
You don't appreciate a good shaft. I'm speaking for women as well, but okay, if you want to take a dodge at me, that's fine.
A woman's body is always beautiful.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's kind of true. Although, I will go with the fact that if someone, I am not attracted to their personality because they're total dicks, I'm not going to be physically attracted to them.
Yeah,
even if they're nude.
That's true.
But they could be hot, and I'd be like, that's a shame that you have
or
that awful
asshole.
Brain
it's
and
shame
that great body.
I don't know. If Naked Sam opened
the
door and he was naked, I would totally dump his mom.
Because you're attracted to me.
Well, yeah.
I would at least ask him for sugar. I'm
stranger. I don't know this person. Okay. Just okay.
How about this?
Stick with
what you describe as porno.
Who's our next door neighbor? If you walked over and was like, hey, I need some sugar.
She
was butt naked and she was like, hey, baby.
She seemed like she's kind of attractive underneath everything.
Yeah, that I'm saying.
Underneath everything.
But she looks a little bony for me. So
she does look bony.
This is not even asking.
I hope they're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to jump her.
You just have to act like you see her naked all the time.
Yeah,
Holly. I'm still going to say, oh, man, I didn't know you dyed your hair.
Must be cold out.
Yeah. Or hot.
Tidbit nipple.
Nipple.
That's a fun word.
We were talking about nipples today, weren't we?
Yeah, we were talking about the one with the Batmans.
Yeah.
And how, no.
Did I tell you about the guy on the third street with the... Yeah, wait. The guy on the street with the third nipple?
No. Huh?
I was walking to internship the other day in Philly, for listeners. And there was this guy walking with just like a button-up shirt. And I hate when guys walk with to have button-up shirts. I just think that's unattractive when they only button it like halfway on, all their hair sticking out. But this particular guy, not only did he have the button-up shirt halfway, he had a third nipple. Just like proudly... sitting right there in the middle of his hair.
In the middle.
Look, it's my third nipple.
It was in the middle. And
that's an odd place for a third nipple. Coming
that's where it was.
For context, I have a third nipple.
Fun fact.
Humans actually have, you know, how like a pig or a dog or, you know, whatever, they have nipples all the way up their chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like the top nipples are what humans have kept. But actually in the womb, you actually have all of the, however, six or eight or whatever. And what they disappear like one by one.
Anatomy lesson.
I know. See, so
learn
if you,
at this podcast.
I know, exactly. So if for whatever reason you genetically lose them slowly, you'll end up having a little one. My sister has one.
Christ! Why would you touch that?
And Sam has totally poor crystal.
Obviously, you're bored. Jeez.
For context, Sam decided to lower Crystal's chair
and scared the shit out of me.
I'm not gonna have you have a BLT now.
No.
So,
no BLT for you.
There will be no sex tonight.
Fun?
No, it was not. It was not fun.
I'm gonna kill you while you're sleeping. I'll watch out.
Your roller coaster without the admission price.
It's like a roller coaster, except at the end I get to punch you in the face.
Hey, I can have a real fun roller coaster.
That. I caused you no harm with that. You're punching me in the face. That's
you
fine.
Cost me years off my life and gray hairs in my head.
Gray hairs popping out
of
there.
Oh,
she's looking gray, man.
I like turned into Rogue from X-Men with the white hair in the front.
I
which
wish.
At least she looked cool.
Oh my god, but you didn't even do that for her.
I know. At least if you're gonna scare me, make my hair silver.
What's wrong with you, dude?
I'm on your fingers.
You're slacking. No, you can't leave the podcast. I can't be the only dude here. You're an asshole. I hate you.
So we were talking about nipples.
But,
yeah.
But my point is, he would have had to have a misplaced nipple and it not go away.
So he was really a genetic mutation, wasn't he?
Yes.
It was right in the middle. Unless he got it somehow placed there for some strange reason.
Well, because mine's a
right
here. Right?
So that's normal.
And that's where it's always
normal,
this. And you know, if you have, you can have all of them, but it's a straight line.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have one anywhere else.
Obviously,
well,
he's just.
He's
Stevie
just a
and
freak,
crooked.
And he's quite proud of it, apparently. Because he walks around
look
with
at
his
it.
Nipple sticking out.
I don't know if I would walk around with my third nipple sticking out.
No,
I think
it's
a second date, at least.
Yeah, not like random people on the street.
Hey,
like
check
the guy,
this out!
Nipple!
Kind of like
nipple.
The guy masturbating on the street. That's something you do in the private, or at least alleyway.
At least anyway.
Well,
I have
road.
Luckily never had to experience that.
Yeah,
God.
She did the other day.
I didn't
tell you guy randomly on the street.
Yeah, Market Street. Busy street in Philly.
someone is really proud of how they do it.
Was he at least large or anything, or like?
Could you see
it? No, he was at least turned away from the street. Oh, okay. He was facing like the half wall of the parking lot, and but still.
Well,
right,
if you're
there.
Not going to be a public exhibitionist,
what's the point of doing that in public? I mean,
if you're not going to do it all the way.
Although I gotta say, I turned out of Crystal's house one night, and I told Crystal this, and I had to call her up. Like literally, I just left, and I was like, "Oh my God, Crystal, I'm sorry, I just left, but I have to tell you." There is a couple doing it, like full on doing it right on the corner.
This isn't even a big city. This is a small town.
No, well, the thing is, I was like, if I was going to pick a place to do it outside in Doyle, in this area, like in Doylestown, like it wouldn't
you're giving them, like, you're telling them where we are.
We live in Doylestown, Ohio. Doylestown, Ohio. I always get that when I type in Doylestown in the search engine. It always comes up
Ohio. Even though we've just spent a lot of time talking about Philadelphia.
Well, Ohio, Philadelphia, they're real close. It's all right.
Private jets.
Yeah.
We'll edit this.
Anywho. Yeah, I can edit
it. Or replace it with lines from Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Batman. We live in Dark Knight.
We live in Gotham. Gotham City.
But they weren't even being, like, sneaky. It was just weird. It was, like, the weirdest.
That is not the place I
not
would go.
Not that I experience watching people do public sex on a regular basis, but, like, it just seemed
I go around and try
weird.
And
that is weird.
It's like, just not the way to be done.
In the parking lot, were they on a blanket or something?
No, they were, like, well, you
up
know,
against
was,
the wall.
No, no, like, no. Huh. She was, this was, like, by a stop sign, and then she's, like, bent over, and then they're doing it, so it's like.
It's a pretty public place to do it. I mean, if you're driving, you suddenly have to stop. That's the last thing you
can
do.
At
hey,
a
look,
stop sign. It was at a stop sign.
Yeah.
So people would have to stop and stare awkwardly.
Yes.
Before moving on.
That's right.
And you said they were older,
and
right?
Yeah, they were like in their 60s.
Ugh.
Oh, well, they're just
they're just
then.
Experimenting.
And I was like.
They just want to show off that they can do it still.
Yeah.
Well, then you
look at this. I don't need pills.
Maybe they tried pills for the first time and they just couldn't.
Maybe they just needed
the.
This damn thing won't go away.
Maybe they just needed the danger.
Ugh.
Seemed awkward to me.
Unless it's like an attractive 60-year-old. I mean, there can be some attractive 60-year-olds.
That's maybe.
I'll go on the record. Sophia Loren, maybe not so much now, but when she was in Grumpier Old Men, she was not bad.
Sophia Loren has been pretty. Well, now I know she's getting
well.
Older, but
well,
she's aged well.
She aged well.
Yeah,
when she made that movie, she still looked good.
Yes,
depends how old Richard Gere is.
Well,
as
you
far
know,
as the age,
and you know, we've had this conversation before. There are certain people that are so hot that they defy age.
George Clooney.
Oh yes. Yes, you're right.
I didn't understand it. My grandmother was like, I think I was like 10, and I was like, I don't get it. Why is George Clooney so hot?
Oh
my grandmother's
God.
Like, in a couple years, you'll understand.
And then just
and
one
I
day.
Totally, one day, I was like, yes, George Clooney. Hello. I'm sorry that I did not realize this sooner.
Yes.
I know.
Michael Caine.
Him too.
Michael Caine.
I wouldn't do him, but he's an amazing man.
Oh, I just want to cuddle in his lap.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I just want him to be my grandpa. I want to drink coffee with him. That's
yeah.
What I want to do.
That sounds good.
Or rum.
In Paris.
Yeah.
Dave, do you want to plug Puck? For our zero part, our starting off at zero listeners.
Okay. Yeah. So, I got to do this well because. If
well,
I do it badly.
You can always get better. No pressure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no pressure on this. I'm not officially authorized, I guess, to promote them, but seeing as I'm there all the time, I will promote. If you are in the Bucks County area, you should totally check out Puck in Doylestown for good entertainment, good drinks, good food, and good service.
Or,
totally check it out. They do open mic on Wednesday nights. Definitely go see that. And yeah, check it out.
Scream at Dave. Just go up and be like, yeah, Dave.
Yeah, they have a really nice patio, and you're just like, Dave. But all together, and it would be better.
And then we'll know
like
we
live
have
there.
Soccer.
Yes.
Yay. You make it sound like I live there.
Well,
not wrong.
Wouldn't be a bad place to live.
It's not an incorrect statement that you live there.
Well, yeah. Well, I've often said if they put like a cot in there, I'd probably just sleep there.
I believe it.
So anyway, I've done my public service announcement.
Yes, that's lovely. Do you want to talk about your band at all? You care? Band.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could. Listen to Daylight Evolution. It's good, but we don't have anything recorded yet, so we can't really listen to anything.
Do you have anything, like a website or anything? Or Facebook? No. You can Facebook them.
Yeah, look up Daylight Evolution on Facebook, because that's the only thing we update. Yep.
That's good. Nikita, any marathons you running?
No, I don't have anything. So, I'm still just getting back into running.
So Nikita would say run marathons.
I do say run marathons. I say if you don't run marathons, you should start at the end.
And try and eat one BLT a week.
Yeah, just that
at least,
too.
At least
I
one.
Should get on that. I should try a BLT at some point.
What isn't that what we're you wrapping up with?
Yeah, BLTs. Yep, now we're going to go make BLTs.
Woo!
Later.
All right, thanks for checking in with us at Geeky Naked.